Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. Back with the boys. It's another day, another episode, season number 5. Yep. We're back doing it. Guys, what's going on before we get into the little intros? How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
I got some good news for you.
Okay.
Nice. I got some good news. I got a surprise for you.
Okay.
I just thought about this.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Wait, you ready?
Yeah, I'm lying.
I wish I had a drum roll. I don't have a drum roll though.
Does that work?
We are officially, well, not officially yet. Why are you looking like that?
Because I'm eager.
We are on OnlyFans.
What?
We have official OnlyFans account.
Who getting naked?
Stand. For the right price, I can make your shit tighter.
We have. Wait. Wait a minute. Oh my God. We have an official OnlyFans page. We live. We on OnlyFans.
Ain't that for naked?
That's just, it's for the people that are not thinking higher level like we're thinking. We are trying to use it as a platform to monetize what we got going.
So what's going to be your stripper name?
I actually thought about this.
We can call him Dark Chocolate.
It's the last street you remember and your first pet. So I'm Sheffield Toby. Or Toby Sheffield, whatever one you want to go with. What about you? Seriously. Last street you remember living on and your first pet.
It can't be this street.
No, not this one. Last one you remember.
Lunar Eclipse Ghost.
Steve, what you got?
What's the last street you remember?
And the first pet.
Fuji Miller.
Hold on. Was the pet Fuji or Miller?
The pet was Fuji. That was a little dog. All right.
Anyway, so we got our OnlyFans page. Just stick is threes. Check us out on OnlyFans. It's not up yet. You got to go through this whole verification process. It's actually a real thing.
Okay.
But we on there. And there's not going to be any nakeds. And I'll give you guys all the accounts so y'all can go in there and post stuff if you want or whatever. But we're going to use it for just behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Pictures. What
sounds
we got going.
Sounds like a gateway for me to get the nakeds.
All right, man, let's get the show started. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. To my right, we got Steve Miles. Steve Miles, say what's up to the people.
What up? It's your youthful curmudgeon still here, hating everything you love.
Right, and directly in front of me in my light eyesight, line of sight. Is that what it's called? Line of sight.
There it is.
We got Stanley Allen. Stanley, say what's up to
the
people.
That's me. What's up, everybody? We're back.
This is our little podcast hosted on Anchor, with all episodes available on Spotify. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Thickest Threes.
And OnlyFans to become. Coming soon.
Coming soon. We're definitely on OnlyFans. No nakeds, though. Just sports talk behind the scenes. Unless Stanley. If times get rough, we're going to have to do what we got to do.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey. I do what I do. Don't judge me.
We'll make it work. All right, let's jump into it. But first of all, how's everybody doing? A week later, Steve, what's going on? You had an AAU game or coach something today or something you had going on. What happened?
Coach, little AAU game.
How was it?
It was good. Not bad. But we are, you know, well, but the most important thing is we're getting ready for this DCIAA conference tournament coming up this week. So can't wait for that. There it is. There it is. Wilson Tigers going in as a number one seed. Oh, I don't get another one. There it is. We coming in as a number one seed.
How you guys gonna do? You looking good?
We're looking good.
Earlier you said you got this thing locked up, basically.
Hey.
You said it.
I'm just saying, what you know. That's just the confidence that I you know exude.
Is it locked up though?
Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
All And we're back. We had a little technical difficulty right there, so it's going to sound a little muffled and cut off on you shortly. But we're back. We're back, Steve. Let's continue the conversation. You're talking about your guys going into the tournament this year. What's your record? I don't think you got to that.
Yeah, we're currently, I believe we're 21-3. I don't count our COVID forfeit that they gave us. that doesn't go on my record. So we're 21-3 right now. I think we're top 10 in the Washington Post. So we're doing all right.
You got some dogs? Got some dogs. What year? You got college dogs?
We got Darren Buchanan. Probably he's going to be a first team All-Met selection, in my opinion, this year. He's currently figuring out what he's going to do with college. Got a bunch of offers. He actually got offered this weekend by Georgetown.
So oh, nice.
Congrats to him.
What are they going
to
do with Georgetown coach? Did you get him out of there?
Who, Hewin?
You ain't got to go, don't he?
Georgetown ain't big on firing coaches.
Especially not guys that got history like that. So, yeah,
they kind of let them roll and just, live in mediocrity forever.
I was strong.
That was pretty good. Mediocrity. Steve, continue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, but I did get to coach my son this yesterday. He had his first rec league basketball game.
How was that? Because I've been to some little league games and
It's
they can be tough now.
It was tough.
I want him to take me to
it, his. It was tough, but we won. Our kids are, we were better than the team we played. We won a lot to a little.
Wait a minute, you got the coach, like you were the actual coach?
I was the actual coach. I was sitting on the bench.
He was calling plays. Were you yelling at him?
We didn't really have a lot of plays. It's fast break basketball, baby. They throw it up there. First guy who can dribble takes it in for a layup. That basically was the game yesterday. So I was working on guys' layups.
But is Peyton any good?
Huh?
Is Peyton any good?
He's a rookie. He's a rookie.
Is he any good though?
We're working on it. He's a rookie. We got a
very diplomatic.
It's a nice canvas to work with. We got a nice canvas we can work with. You know what I mean?
He's long. He's long like you, wiry.
Mm-hmm. His knees are skinny.
Can he dribble?
Huh?
He keeps saying, huh? Can he dribble the ball?
He can dribble the ball.
All right. Ball. Is he right-handed or left-handed?
He's right-handed.
Can he shoot it?
He can shoot it. Now, where it goes, we got to work on that part, but it goes straight. So that's the important. He hit the hard part down. It goes straight.
Okay.
It's either short or long.
Okay. All right. Pause. Well, then you definitely can work with that. Stanley, talk to the people. What's going on with you?
Same old same.
Huh?
Just been working.
You worked out. You hooped this morning with the old morning. Group. How was that?
I'm feeling it. You can't hear it in my voice, but I'm hurt right now. I'm in pain.
Tell the people how you played though, because you came in the house hot.
Oh man,
you came in like a rocket,
dropping it like it's hot. Steve, like that old R&B group used to sing. I don't even know who it is, but that's what I was doing. Was dropping it like I was hot. You know what I'm talking about? J Kidd style. Like I'm hitting people don't even know they open, and they like, oh shit. Catch the ball, layup. Oh,
your son was there with you today. How did he play?
He caught the ball when I dropped those dimes.
Did he make the layup? Because last week you said the layups were a challenge.
Oh, man.
I don't mean to put you out there like that, Mason.
No, real time. Hey, he needs to hear it. He knows what he did. I dropped him a dime, Steve, and he chumped the layup. Oh, my God.
Smoked it.
Sound like Braddock?
Oh, God. Mm. But
Bruins.
It'd be like that.
Mason actually played pretty well today. He had a couple moves that got some of the guys excited that, they didn't expect from him.
Nice.
I've been watching my son going down and watching Potomac play. Shout out to the Potomac Panthers. Head coach Keith Honore got his 300th win this week.
That's exciting.
Against Garfield. Excited that my son's a part of the program, to be honest with you. Hopefully he just keeps growing.
Your kid and Steve's kid have like body types, except yours is Peyton's what, 8, 9, 10?
God, you and suck as a godfather.
Son. Listen, I love him though. He saw that gift I got him. He's got his Christmas present.
Good gift.
Your kid is how old?
16.
16. They got. Yeah. Have you seen Mason recently?
Yes. He big time me.
Oh, he didn't talk to you?
He big time.
Saw him at the game.
Saw him at the game.
At the game. We were at the game together.
Oh, he looked you off?
I walked up to him. I was like, what's up, Mason? Put my hand out. You know how your hand out? You look crazy. Mason just looked at me and was like, hey.
Yeah,
and then just walked on.
He looks at all my friends like that.
He ain't getting no love.
It takes him a while to realize who he's talking to.
But here's the best part, though. After he big time me, he walked by me, right? So I turn around, look back, and he looks back at me like, I think I know him. And just kept going.
Why did Mason do him like that?
It's probably the mask.
Oh, you had a mask on?
I did have a mask on.
Well,
we don't notice people a lot.
Like, if you had a mask on, I completely understand.
Yeah, like
but
I saw,
did meet him with a lot of energy though. So that,
you came
probably,
in hot.
I came in hot with a lot of energy.
Mason don't really like that coming in hot kind of energy.
I could have started him. I came in. I was excited. I was like, with my hand up. He didn't know if I was gonna smack him or what. But I had the big hand up high for the dap, and he was just like, ugh.
So they played. They played Potomac. I mean, Potomac played Osborne, and I did something similar after the game. And went down to the bench to say what's up to Rocky, the coach for Osborne, and he just looked at me like, dude, like he's like looking for security and shit. Like y'all just let anybody walk up on you like this, and then he looks at me and he's like, take the mask down, and you know. So I took the mask down, and he proceeds to give me like the biggest hug.
Oh, Rocky, a hugger. Oh,
Rocky's
God.
A hugger.
Stan, oh my God.
Rocky, a hugger. Shout out, Rocky.
It's me. So
we gotta get these masks out of here, yo. It's throwing up encounters. It's throwing people off.
It's definitely throwing people off.
So maybe we should just market clear masks.
Ooh.
We should market some clear masks. Put a little thickest threes logo on the side.
Is the clear mask gonna work it though?
Like the plexiglass.
Is it keep out the COVID?
It'll probably keep out the COVID, but you'll probably see all the breasts. You know what I mean? It'll probably fog up. Glasses and
shit. I thought you said see the breasts. I was going to say, what are we doing? No, we talking about our OnlyFans?
We're talking about the OnlyFans.
I don't even know if people know we got OnlyFans because that first part was...
When they do know, just know my breasts will not be on there. All right,
man. Let's jump into the first topic of the show. Let's talk about Philadelphia basketball.
Yeah.
Harden. New Jersey Nets. Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn.
Which
Brooklyn.
One are they?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. Word on the street is Harden is unhappy. Unhappy with the way Kyrie maybe has handled his play the last year, I guess. Also with KD. So, Harden to Philly. Is that a good idea?
Great idea.
Make it happen.
Who wins in that? Does it matter?
Both.
So, Harden to Philly for Simmons plus who? What's the word? Maxey?
I hear everybody wants Tyrese Maxey, and we don't want to give him up.
I'm hearing that Philly's not giving him up.
Yeah, as I said, we're not giving him up, but everybody wants him. In all trades that they've been talking about, like he's been the key linchpin of everything. But I'm all for Harden going to Philadelphia.
I think Does Harden work in Philadelphia?
I think Harden and Embiid would be a good combo together. I know he better have thicker skin than he's showing as of late, because Philly, we don't play that.
You know wait a minute, who better have to think? Harden.
He's been real soft as of late with his comments and just him just trying not to, you know.
I think he's just trying not to say the wrong
thing. Being disgruntled.
What is he saying?
He's basically just, you know, starting to voice his unhappiness about being in Brooklyn. But, I mean.
I told Cornell.
Well, if he's unhappy.
Strip clubs are not the same in Brooklyn that they are in Houston.
Don't you guys wear pasties?
Probably.
Wait a minute, strip clubs. In
Virginia.
New York.
Wait a minute. Huh?
What?
What are you talking about?
Okay, pasties.
Where?
In Virginia.
Houston.
Yeah.
No, strip clubs.
No, Houston.
Houston.
They all they, out. They like Georgia. Houston. They like a Georgia.
They leave they leave sweatprints on your sweatpants. Because you know they butt be wet when they be dancing on you. They leave prints. Okay.
Mom, I don't know nothing about that. I can't believe
they drop it like it's hot.
I seen it on TV.
Okay, you haven't experienced it. You just on TV.
On TV. Allegedly.
Only. Got it. Allegedly. Okay, let's keep going.
All right.
So does Ben Simmons work in Brooklyn?
Who cares?
Absolutely. Who cares? Absolutely.
Stanley talks to me because Steve is obviously biased.
If you got Kyrie and what's his name? Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Steve's boy. KD.
Whoa. KD?
Whoa. Yeah.
KD fired Steve.
Don't do that.
Got him up out of there.
Oh, he's not his boy no more?
He didn't say he got fired. Remember, you asked him if he coached there? He was like, nah, I don't coach there no more.
I don't coach there.
He made it sound like it was all good, but they were like, Steve, we got to talk to you.
KD came down from upstairs.
It was like, Steve, your services are no longer welcomed here.
He got to go.
And he had to roll out. He got his shit. They gave you a box.
I had a great time with them. That's a great, great organization.
Did you get a severance package?
Listen to Steve being all diplomatic and trying to say the right thing. That's good.
They gave you a box. Truthful. That's a severance package.
All right, let's push through
that's
that.
That's a good time.
Go.
No, Sam. But you got two scorers right there, and Ben Simmons can, you know, distribute the ball.
Sure.
He can get him the ball, and he's a great defender. So I think it works if Kyrie is going to play. You know, it's been rough watching him play every three or four games.
But what's the Nets' real problem, though? I think their real problem is I don't really think Steve Nash can coach.
That's part of the problem.
I think Steve Nash was just the guy that they liked, and they as far as the players.
Yeah, well, when they came with Harden.
Didn't they say something like, we don't need a coach?
Yeah, it was Kyrie. That's exactly what I was going to say. They came with Harden.
Kyrie is a crazy Durant, person, too, though.
And Harden, he was like, we don't really have a coach, you know?
That's what Kyrie said?
Pretty much.
Yeah, while like, Steve Nash is there, or before Steve Nash got there.
He was already hired.
He's hired. Steve Nash said, we don't really have a coach. We don't really need a coach.
Yeah.
Did he think that was a compliment, that Steve Nash was a player's coach?
No, Kyrie's a crazy person, as you would put it.
He's a little different.
Yeah, a little different.
But, you know, when you have that kind of talent, you're going to win games regardless.
Sure.
When you have Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, and Scottie Pippen, you're going to win games.
Sure.
No matter who your coach is. When you have LeBron James, you're going to win games. I mean, what was it, Mike Woodson?
Yeah, he's running with Frank Vogel right now.
How many? Is he with Frank Vogel?
They won a championship. It's a bubble championship, so I don't think that really counts.
No, he was with Golden State.
No, when LeBron, he won with Vogel.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the coach from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron's Mike Woodson.
No.
What was his name? Anyway, he was in Golden State.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
He's horrible.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
But.
Took a year off the coach.
He had LeBron at his prime.
Sure.
And he won games.
Sure. What's your point? What are we getting at?
Sometimes you're just not that great of a coach.
Oh,
you got talent.
Okay.
You're going to win.
Respect.
And they figured if you're giving him Steve Nash, if you're giving him Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and James Harden, how great of a coach, he's going to learn how to coach.
Sure.
On the fly.
Sure.
And it's not working out that way.
Sure.
But they lost 7 in a row right now, something like that.
Yeah, pretty bad.
So who's the winner in that trade, Brooklyn or Philadelphia?
I think Philadelphia. I think Harden gives us another score right now. We kind of depend on Embiid a lot. Tobias Harris, he's a quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now.
They can't see it, but I hear you.
He's a max player. I don't believe that.
No, he's max on paper.
Yeah, on paper, yeah.
Because they cut him the check.
Yeah, but
he's a great third piece.
Exactly. So, yeah, so if we had Harden, then that would, you know, boost us. That'd be our next step to get to the next level. Because, we still got Curry and Maxey and what's the dude? Danny Green still shooting shots and, you know.
He's still dancing.
Well, would you take Bradley Beal? Because that's on the table, too.
Huh?
They're talking about Bradley Beal.
I'll take Bradley Beal.
Simmons to Washington?
I'll take Bradley Beal. Like, I don't think Bradley Beal's bad. I think he just plays for the Wizards.
He plays for the Wizards, and he's also not a number one guy.
Exactly. He's not a number one guy.
He's probably a number two guy.
Yeah. But that pick and roll with Embiid.
Could be a problem.
And Harden. And, you know, Embiid's doing Kobe moves now.
You saw that hat Bradley Beal had on last night?
Yeah, I did.
Pimpish. Sharp.
He could dress. No.
Listen, the hat was sharp.
They were clowning it at my job, and
what
I was just kind of like, hey, the older people.
That hat was sharp.
I consider myself older people, but they were older than me. And they didn't appreciate the outfit.
I thought the outfit was dope.
The pants.
The hat was dope. Only thing I couldn't understand is why he was wearing it, though. Like,
what do you mean?
On the bench. It just seemed odd that he had this sweet-looking cap on.
He wasn't playing, was he?
He was not playing.
Well, that's his outfit.
That's his chance to shine.
You got to dress up now to sit on the bench.
All right. Okay. On that note, we'll be right back after this quick break. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Three. So we're going to keep the conversation going. Last week, coach out of Miami Dolphins, Brian, what's his last name?
Flores
set the NFL on fire with a lawsuit. What do you guys think of this? Steve.
Man, I think that's a big step. I think him suing the NFL. It shines a huge light on, you know, what's going on as far as, you know, so few black head coaches. I think Tomlin's the he's the only black coach in the league. They've had, how many hires so far? Five or six already in the league, and none of them has been a black coach when there, I guess, there's about five or six quality black coaches that should be in the mix for getting jobs.
Last year there was three coaches. Two have been recently fired, so there's only one remaining.
Right. Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be weird, but I didn't know the dude from Texans was a black guy.
Yeah.
Who?
He was. The interim coach from Texas.
Cully? David Culley.
I don't know what he looks like, to be honest, but I know that I've heard people talk about him.
He's got an almondy look to him, but
so do we, Steve.
I know, but I didn't know he's a black guy, but yeah. You know, he only lasted 1 year.
No, if he walked in that door right now, I wouldn't know who he was.
I wouldn't know who he was either. I wouldn't know who many people were if they walked in that door right now.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely something that's going to, you know, that's polarizing right now, because there's not even a lot of black GMs. Like, in my personal opinion, I think Lewis Riddick, who's on ESPN every day, I think he would be a great GM. But he doesn't even get a call, I'm sure he's probably been on a couple of interviews, but I know one, Byron Leftwich, I know he withdrew his name from the Jags job. Mm-hmm. And then that went to Doug Peterson, but I just think that his, you know, the lawsuit is gonna open up some eyes and, you know, probably get some attention. But at the end of the day, it's the owners do what they want to do.
Did you think Flores knew when he brought this lawsuit that his career in the NFL could be over?
Yeah, he mentioned it.
He knew it.
Yeah,
he's basically Colin Kaepernick himself. Mm-hmm. You know, he's taking on the NFL, and Colin Kaepernick took on the world's views.
Sure.
You know, but Flores is going right at the NFL and their policies. And he knew it. He came out and said it. And I respect him for, you know, no matter what happens with the lawsuit, the fact that he's willing to put black people, our progression in front of his career, as far as importance goes. To go out and say, hey, this isn't right. Like, we keep talking about it, we keep bringing it up. Let's see if we could do something about it. Because there's definitely qualified people out there, you know, that should be given more opportunities than what we've been given. You look at the NBA, we've got, it's all kinds of black coaches, right?
Yeah, I think it's 14 or 15.
Well, that leads me to another point that NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on CNN. Did you guys see this interview?
Mm-mm. Did not.
And he was just talking about how it was time. He wrote an article and just said it was time for the NFL to make some changes. And he cited the NBA saying that there's black coaches, there's black GMs, there's a black owner. There's only one black owner, right?
Yeah,
MJ. There's women in powerful positions. There's women referees. And he was just saying the NBA kind of figured it out, you know, moving forward. So my question now is, what does the NFL do? Do you guys see at least one black coach being hired? And then if that's the case, what do they do moving forward?
Well, I think if they find out that these allegations are true, as far as Miami, you know, and Cleveland paying or offering to pay coaches to lose,
mm-hmm.
they need to get those owners up out of there. And they need to seriously consider black ownership.
So they were telling...
Start from the top.
Just to clarify what you're talking about, the word is owners, rumor, hasn't been, you know, clarified yet, is that they offered coaches up to $100,000, I think it was, $50,000,
$100,000. Yeah, Flores said he was offered $100,000 to lose.
To lose a game. To set themselves up to get a better pick in the draft. On a side note... Listen, you offer me $100,000 to lose. What you say now? What's our record? Okay, 3-15. What was Miami's record
this year? This year I think they finished what?
It was pretty good. It wasn't
9-7, not 9-8 or something. And then I think last year they were 10-7, 10-6. And that's the thing too.
So I'm taking that bonus money. I'm considering that bonus money. Yeah, I'm taking that on my back chair.
You know, but that's the thing too. Is like. I don't know this to be true. We'll have to get somebody to look into this, but I believe a lot of the black head coaches that have been head coaches, one, they've done so much with so little. Like, just thinking off the top of my head, I think Jim Caldwell did very well with the Detroit Lions, who never win. Mm-hmm. But they let him go after a winning season to hire Matt Patricia.
Who's no longer there.
Who's no longer there. And they had three miserable seasons.
Right.
After having back-to-back winning seasons with Jim Caldwell. So, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer that, I mean, not to, you know, I believe that, you know, we as a people we're great. So, I believe that any opportunity that we get, we're going to do well with. So I don't know why it's so hard to hire a black coach who more than likely is going to turn your program around, going to turn your team around. Mm-hmm. But was in my opinion, I don't think
the coach from Vegas black?
No,
the interim coach.
He was Italian, I think.
Yeah,
Nick something.
Bassiotti.
Yeah. And he was well liked too. They really loved him out there. But they just hired Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels,
yeah.
Right.
So
I thought he did well, you know.
Yeah, he did well.
With all the turmoil they had, losing whatever his name was. What's his name?
Gruden. But I really think that I just think that, you know, if given opportunity, our people are gonna shine and we're gonna do great with it. So we still have, I think there's still three more openings. What is it, the Saints, the Texans, and I don't know. That might be the only two. Maybe. I don't know.
Was Miami?
Miami hired a coach.
Oh, they already hired one? Already?
Did Miami? No. Miami,
it was Jacksonville. Yeah.
Okay. There's still three, you know, three openings left. You know, the Saints, Miami, and Houston. So and there's been a lot of candidates, black candidates, who've been interviewing lately. I know the Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, who's always getting interviews, and I think Jared Mayo, former linebacker, he's gotten a couple interviews with the Texans. So we'll see.
Where's Doug Williams?
Doug
is
Williams
still coaching in?
No, Doug Williams
the
is
organization the for the football Redskins team.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Commanders.
Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
I was correct by that prediction. I told you guys last week.
We know.
I got a guy.
Stupid name.
Got a guy.
You got a guy.
Got a guy.
Stupid name. All right. That's cool. Well, let's hope that works out for the actives. Well, before we go, Jacksonville. Why did Leftwich take his name out?
GM problem.
With the GM.
He didn't want to work with the GM.
And they said they asked him in the room with the GM, "Can you work with this guy?" Absolutely not.
Why? What's the problem?
He's just,
I don't know.
He has a reputation as being a surly, tough guy to work with.
Well, Leftwich would have been a good pick for them because they got the quarterback there, right? The young boy?
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, young guy.
But that's why their fan base is so upset, because they feel like their GM is a problem.
No.
And you chose your GM over Byron Leftwich.
Oh, and okay. Okay, that makes sense to me. While we're on the football topic, before we came into the studio, we saw we were watching the Pro Bowl.
Oh my God! Oh,
what are your thoughts on that, real quick?
Stop it now! Like, you're ruining everything. Like,
first of all, I thought the Pro Bowl was the stupidest thing that there could be anyway.
Every year, it's like, why am I watching this? They thought, you remember when they used to have it after the season?
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we're gonna move it to the week before the Super Bowl. So everybody will still be interested.
Why don't they?
NFL, we are not interested.
We're not.
Especially, it's two-hand touch right now.
It's two-hand touch.
Two-hand touch.
I've and
which,
jogging. Anyway.
Which I love.
And everybody's jogging.
Make it flag football if you're going to do anything.
I think it's a great idea to have a two-hand touch.
But
NFL contracts, not guaranteed. I don't even know why they play the game.
But that's
them
what
dudes
saying.
Go out there and hurt
would
themselves.
Would you rather have two-hand touch than flag?
I would rather them not play the game at all.
The Pro Bowl game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah. I think
just
the Pro
name
Bowl.
The people, right?
They should just it should be named, and they should do the skills competition like they did the night before. Y'all saw that?
I did not see it.
That was awesome.
Oh, was it?
Like,
that's what they should leave it to.
Except for, I did see my man for the Cowboys win that 40-yard dash, 100-yard, whatever.
Oh yeah, Michael Parsons. He beat
Hill pulled up lane. He pulled up lane. He didn't run for real.
He was gonna lose.
No. He didn't give you the full jets. He didn't give you the full jets.
It's like when you're down 20, you stop playing for it. You know you're not gonna win. You pull up the lane.
But that's what they should do. They should make the Pro Bowl just in name only. You're a Pro Bowler.
Sure.
And then have skills competition.
Yeah, I'm like, okay with that. Nobody wants to see the game.
Yeah, because the skills competition where the quarterbacks were hitting all the targets and all that stuff.
Pretty cool.
That was great.
Was there something where the quarterback was throwing, there was a guy in front of him trying to hit, they were trying to throw it into a hole, and somebody was trying to catch the ball?
Trying to get an interception.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that, that was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. They need to do that.
That's all they need to do, because that game is stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Shut it down, NFL. If they need to talk to me, call me.
555-839-2030.
And all they should do is just sell Pro Bowl jerseys, because the jerseys look sweet.
Yeah, the jerseys are sweet on them.
I didn't even pay attention to
speaking of sweet jerseys, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan.
Talk to me.
And the Commanders, I could care less about your name.
Okay.
Or what you put out on the field, because they can't beat us.
Okay.
Steve probably feels the same way.
Yeah. Okay.
You probably feel the same way. Yeah. And it's a shame Coach Terry isn't here to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all are lames. And moving on, though. But like I was saying, the black jersey is fire.
It's tough.
The Commander's jersey is fire.
Listen,
and it pains me to say that.
Listen, speaking of jerseys, Steve, can I get paid?
Huh?
It's another week.
Are we still on this?
It's another week, and I still got no money in my account.
Hey, Steve. I told you I would handle it.
Is it time for a break?
Hey,
Steve, can I get paid?
In other news.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back after this quick
Moving
break.
Moving on.
I don't know why I like that button so much, but I really do like that button. I really do. Like, it's a nice little jam. It's a
feel to it.
It definitely has a little jam to it. All right, before we get out of here, we got to make our Super Bowl picks. It's the week before Big Sunday next week, the Super Bowl. We got the Cincinnati Bengals versus the LA Rams. Steve, who you got? First of all, before you go there, let me give you some stats. Let me tell you what's going on.
Okay.
LA, 4.5 favorite. Over under 48.5. Coach Terry has already picked the over, and he thinks LA Rams are going to run away with it. Go. What are your thoughts? Talk to me.
I'm going to have to agree with them. I believe in the Super Bowl, stars win. I think the Rams have a bunch of stars. I think I would love for the Bengals to win because that's my B team.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you know, I don't see them. Their offensive line is so bad. I know Von Miller and Donald is just going to run crazy over them, and then I just think that
they got some dogs on that line.
And I don't think Eli Apple can handle Cooper Kupp, so I think it's going to be Cooper Kupp.
Hey, Cooper Kupp is crushing.
Hey, where did he come from?
Hey, why don't they guard that guy?
They try.
God, he's always open.
They can't guard him.
It's kind of like you in Little League. Yeah, like they just couldn't do nothing.
Yeah,
they knew you were on the other end.
He's always open.
He's always open.
I don't understand it.
So Rams. Blowout. I'm going to go 14-point win.
14-point. What's the score? What you got?
35-14. Get them up out of there.
35-14. Stanley, what you got?
I got the Rams winning, but I like Steve, would like the Bengals to win. I don't think the Bengals have ever won.
Never.
They've been once, right? Yeah.
88. Icky Shuffle days.
They've never won. I like Joe Burrows. I think he's got this cool thing about him.
He definitely has a swag about him.
And
people love him.
I like Chase, you know, and that dynamic duo is tough.
They got some.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, but like I watched him get sacked what 9 times in the semi. Like, and my boy tried to tell me, you know, Joe Burrows was great, and I'm like, dog, slow down. Like it's his second year.
Yeah.
And I just watched him get sacked 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care what his offensive line is. Like, at some point, I know my offensive line is trash. And I'm getting rid of the ball. And 3 of those sacks almost put him out of field goal range. I'm like, dude, that's not great.
If I was Joe Burrow, I would audible out of some of them passes and be like, hold a minute, we can't do that.
Yeah. But then he turned around, and I think he won that last game against Kansas City with his legs at the end. He had 2 big first down runs. I'd like to see Cincy win it. I don't think the Rams are going to blow him out. I think they have the talent to blow him out.
You picking an under 48.5?
No, I would definitely take the over.
Lots of scoring.
I think it's going to be lots of scoring. But I don't necessarily think the Rams are going to blow him out because I'm not that sold on the Rams being a great team. Like they're always letting people in the game. They're always letting people hang around, win or lose. And I think since he's going to put some points on the board, I'd take the Rams by. I'd take the Rams with the money line. I don't even know if I'd take the points. They'll probably cover the spread. But if I had to take a bet, it would be Rams with the money line.
What does this do for Beckham and his whole brand? If they were to win this championship,
I think more than what it does to Beckham, it's what it does to what's the other guy, the quarterback,
Stafford.
No, the other guy.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. It makes him look like a bum. He's a bum.
He's got great commercials.
Great actor. Great actor. Give him more commercials, but he's a bum.
You think he's done?
Quarterback.
And for the Browns?
He's not done because the Browns have no choice but to give him a franchise deal at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
They can't give him all the money that, you know, a quarterback of his tenure deserves. There's no way you give him 30 million, where the going rate is probably 40 million.
Sure.
I would not even give Baker 26 million. I'd be like, look, babe, look, dog. I got 20.
I'm taking 20.
You
want
to do a little short-term deal? You want to take it play? Away. Yeah, you want to play and see if we can get this number up? We'll do that. But look, you've given every opportunity. And I point to Odell Beckham. I'd be like, yo, he's over there shining. Yeah. He is shining.
And he took his money in Bitcoin.
You couldn't get him the ball.
He lost all that money, didn't he?
Ooh, he lost a lot because Bitcoin's not doing well.
But the beauty of it is still there.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's and still, after
could,
this,
it could Bitcoin explode.
Real? Is that real?
Bitcoin it's like is fake real.
Money, it? It's fake money. It made me some real money.
When I cashed out, it was some real money. When I needed Bitcoin.
It made me money.
So let me ask you this. You guys made business decisions and y'all didn't contact me? I had a couple dollars.
I put my Bitcoin in with Shawan.
Yeah, he did his a long time
about 10
ago.
Years ago.
And I started.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started mine like right at the start of the pandemic. So it was like December 2021.
Why is Steve in our pocket?
Yeah. I'm just going to say this, Steve. I pulled out after about 6 months.
False.
But it was, Paul.
God like damn. Six months? He was deep.
I was in there for 6 months exploring. Checking things out, and it went well. I mean, but it was Bitcoin, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum.
But yeah, I would have never took my contract money in Bitcoin. I would have been like, give me the money. Let me buy my own Bitcoin.
Well, he didn't really need that money. It was only like $1 million, wasn't it? I mean, I know that sounds silly talking about it, but it was just for him.
Just to me.
No. And I'm talking about in his world, he could.
I know, but
afford to take the gamble with the money, and at the end of the day, it still can work out because it's still there.
It's going
to
go back up.
Okay,
it could go up big.
All crypto went down, and all crypto is going to go back up. It's just a matter of, you know, can you wait? He'll be fine.
You bought all the crypto too. You still got it?
I have crypto still. I still have
Doge.
I have some Doge. I have some Shib Inu. I have some Metaverse. I bought a lot of coins in the Metaverse because I think that's the next thing to take off.
I got under.
What's the that fake world?
The fake world is going to take off.
That's silliness.
Is that the? It's that just. Is that the new is. Facebook?
Facebook just changed to Meta, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And they're going to be using the Metaverse to do a lot of stuff. Oh. So I bought some Meta coins.
Okay, I think I'm going to check out the social media game. When they go to Meta.
Yeah, and it's not even a matter of...
It's going to be like Black Planet. I'm out.
You and I can think it's stupid. You and I can think Bitcoin's stupid, but it's still making
money. I used to pull them on the Black Planet back in the day now.
Do you know Black Planet is still, going?
Memento has like, that's
Black Planet still a thing?
Like, it's still a thing. It's still going. I was like,
wait a minute. What? People still on the Black Planet.
Did you make an account?
A Black Planet account?
Yeah.
In 1990... Nine or 2000?
Man,
he was on Black Planet.
I was killing him in Black Planet. That's college days. God, I met some. Okay,
yeah.
We're not gonna talk about.
I was gonna say that's old.
Yeah, moving on. We don't get anybody in trouble.
Yeah, that's old news. Black,
but yes, Rams win. I think Odell Beckham will be MVP. That's my prediction.
Oh wow,
I'm gonna go Odell Stafford.
No, I'm gonna go Odell Beckham. He's gonna be. He's gonna be MVP.
What about Donald? Donald might have 2 touchdowns.
Donald might have three sacks.
2 tutties, as they call it in the football world.
Odell Beckham?
Yep, 2 tutties for OBJ.
That's definitely going to help the brand.
But he don't dance, though. He got to dance.
He ain't not going to dance.
He's going to dance.
Well, he dances. Super. You saw his Niecy.
Oh, he
Are
does
You With
do.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? Niecy?
I don't know.
Katie?
You sound old.
Whatever. Yeah, you do.
I don't know. Anyway, all right, I got Cincinnati. Just because you guys got LA, so we'll just see what happens.
We both want Cincinnati, so.
Okay.
The three of y'all.
Okay with that.
Coach Terry's going with the Rams. You going with the Rams. Steve's going with the Rams. I'm going with Cincinnati just because Burrow is a cool dude. And I think if he wins, his stock is going to go up and his brand is going to be sweet.
They said his brand is good. I read an article. Did y'all read that article about him off the field?
No.
You a clown?
No, they're saying the women love him.
Yeah.
Why would they not? No. They're saying he performs on the field. and off the field.
Oh, snap.
Like, all his Instagram LSU ladies
Oh, he was knocking them down at LSU?
Not only was he knocking them down, he was knocking them down well.
Oh, my Jesus.
And they're saying he is the MVP on all levels. And I saw something that said, no wonder his girlfriend's always smiling. In any picture you'll see, they said she's smiling.
But the thing is, in college, you couldn't knock them all down well now.
Again, let's move on.
I took pride in...
Okay.
All right, moving on.
I had a lot of days off.
Moving on. We're going to leave it there. It's been a great show. Final word. It's going to go to Stanley Allen this week. Stan, what do you have for the people?
I'm just going to say, had a lot of discussion about, you know, the black opportunities that are provided. And, you know, something else that was in the media I talked to my co-host today about was the Whoopi Goldberg, what she had said in regards to Jewish race, religion. And, you know, I'm not saying right or wrong. You know, she came out, said she was wrong in what she said, how she felt. I'm just going to say that one thing she did say was it was about humans being wrong to other humans, about humanity. And in the core of everything, in hate and evil and, you know, all of this stuff we have going out here, it's bigger than race. We are all humans. We're put here on this earth. And the earth is ours. It's everybody's. We talk about pollution. We talk about, you know, global warming, things that can kill the earth. I mean, we're fighting each other. We've done all this stuff over race, color, creed. It's ignorant. Like, let's be humans. Let's love each other as humans. And just be better. I just want the world to be a better place.
That's a great note. That's a great way to end the show. Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Thick as Threes. And coming soon, OnlyFans will be on there. We'll be showing out.
The OF.
This has been another great episode. Thank you so much for listening. Before we get out of here, Steve Miles, give a little shout out to the people.
All right. Great show. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check us out on all social media platforms. And go Tigers. Championship coming soon.
Stanley Allen.
Let's get it.
Once again, we're missing Coach Terry. We're going to get him here next week. We had still working with the new equipment, but I talked to him earlier today. He's excited to get back to the show. So next week, hopefully we'll have him back. Next week is the Super Bowl. Enjoy it with your family and your friends. Drink responsibly. Have a great time, and we'll see you soon. Peace.
Oh, thank you.